Canterbury, The Happy Detective, written and read by me, Will Self. When I came back from the kitchen with two Irish coffees, Mimi was down to her underwear. Her silk dress lay on the polished floorboards, a dark pool. She was a beautiful woman.
"I need you, Hillary,"
she husked. For a second I was a tad discombobulated, then I said, "Arousal can be a normal part of the grief process, Mimi."
"Spare me the psychoanalysis, Hillary," she moaned. "I just need you."
"Since you're technically speaking unattached, and I view the client's needs holistically, I can't see any ethical objection to us making love."
"Then take me, you rough man."
"There is, however, the little matter of my impotence. I can't achieve any significant erection at all since taking a bullet when I was on Vice."
"Kinda ironic."
"Kinda. But you know, I'm a well-adjusted, content person, and I don't even ironize myself." "Listen," I continued, "if the limp dick thing doesn't put you off, Mimi, I'm more than happy to bring you to a climax." I would have continued, but she stopped out my mouth with her pubis. Later, I went to get a stick of nicotine gum from my coat pocket. When I returned to the darkened bedroom, I could tell immediately that something was wrong. As my night sight returned, I discovered what it was. Mimi had adopted a Muslim prayer position, and her buttocks were grated to a bloody pulp.